Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Profiles in Prosperity. I'm David Heimer. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce you to Shelee Sanchez. Shelee is the author of The Humility You Want and the World Needs, a powerful book that lays out seven transformative tools for personal growth, leadership, and inner peace. She brings a fresh perspective on how humility isn't a weakness. It's actually a great strength. We're going to talk about her journey, the wisdom in her book, and how humility can change the way we lead and live. So, Shelee Sanchez, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
David, thank you so much. I am honored to be able to have this opportunity to share a message that has transformed my life, and I see it already transforming the lives of so many other people. So it is a real privilege to get to be on the show with you today.
Well, this is really a great book, and I'm so happy that you wrote it. So tell us a little about yourself and what led you to write this book.
I am a mother of four teenagers. I am currently a director of revenue for a nonprofit organization. I absolutely love running and physical exercise, but one of my greatest joys comes in lifting others up, encouraging them, helping them to see that they actually are capable of doing the impossible. And so as I was in process of writing this book, one of the things that really stood out to me and I became increasingly aware of is how pride can really deter us from having the impactful life that we want to have, and that it requires intentionality on our part to let humility be that compass that keeps us grounded internally, enables us to really enhance and deepen the relationships that we have, and ultimately makes it possible for us to lead in an inspirational way that is going to give other people true value and help them to excel in every way.
So, what experiences in your life most shaped your views on leadership, humility, and growth?
There are so many things I have had the opportunity to do that have really impacted this perspective that I have on leadership, humility, and growth. Not naming anyone in particular, the experiences that really drove me to write this book were two kind of comparisons. I would notice how there would be leaders that would act from a place of wanting to get something in return, that their service to others was more motivated by recognition and by benefiting themselves in some manner. And then in contrast to that, I would see leaders who truly gave from a place of knowing their own value and worth, and then being able to give with nothing expected in return in a way that was truly beneficial for the recipients themselves and empowered them to rise above. So I am wanting to follow the example of that second group that I have had the opportunity to engage with and learn from and be inspired by and become that kind of leader. And that's what I hope to inspire others to do as well.
Yeah. Working for a leader in the second group is much better than working for a leader in the first group, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's a stark difference.
So who do you see as the ideal reader for this book? Is this mainly for leaders, or is it just for anyone who wants to be more effective in the world?
I really like this question, David. It's a great question because when I think about the ideal reader, what is in my mind is, who is this going to most benefit? And for me, there are really two categories of people who will most benefit from this book. The first category are leaders who are already having a significant influence and have a large capacity to impact the lives of a large group of people and are already in that position. And as they are continuing their journey of growth, this really will keep them grounded and provide a compass that will enable that influence to maintain its focus. The other category are those people who feel completely insignificant right now in their lives, that they have no sense of what they can contribute. And so this book is going to enable them to discover that and empower them with the courage to step out and share what they have been gifted with so that the world is made better because of their lives.
No, humility is one of those words that people think of in a lot of different ways. What is one misconception you think people often have about humility?
It is very true, David, and I've discovered more and more about these misconceptions of humility, which is one of the reasons I am so excited to share this message, because a false sense of humility can really be a detrimental part of our lives. But when we truly understand it, it is very empowering. One of the misconceptions about humility that I have seen repeated is that humility makes us want to live small, and that if we really want to be humble, then we need to try to make our presence unnoticed. We need to try to keep our influence small and make sure that we aren't in the spotlight. And that really isn't what humility is about.
That's a very interesting way to think about it. You know, in the world of social media influencers and politicians who are always pounding their chest, figuratively, I guess, that's a great way to think about it. So your subtitle mentions 7 transformative tools. Could you share 1 or 2 that you think business leaders need most today?
As business leaders, I believe that 2 of these transformative tools that are extremely important in our world today are being still and resting. We as leaders are so motivated to do, and it really requires us to set aside dedicated time, whether that is a daily routine of stillness or whether it is blocks that we dedicate for a retreat, but really bringing it back to our authentic selves and grounding ourselves in our worth and identity so that we are able to serve and lead from a place of true stability. And that it is also so essential as a leader. So the first tool is stillness and rest. The second tool that I believe is really important for leaders that I mentioned in this book is for us to cultivate gratitude. It is easy for us to go throughout our day and have all of these experiences, but when we choose to express gratitude, it creates in us an awareness of how our lives are not only built around what we are doing. Gratitude enables us to have a perspective and keeps us open to what other people are contributing and allows us to give credit to that. And so really cultivating a state of gratitude that becomes very natural to us as leaders will make us extremely aware of how it's not about us. We are part of a much bigger picture.
Yeah, both of those are really great. Time to think about what you're doing, how you're doing it, and thinking about gratitude, thinking about your place in the world and how it's not all about you. You know, we have so much to be grateful for, especially those of us that live in this fabulous, wealthy country. And I think we often take it for granted and overlook the contributions of other people that have helped us get here. Great observation. So I wanted to ask you about something specific. In my life, I have been heavily influenced by Steve Saunders, who is the chairman emeritus at Tempo. It's a very successful HVAC company. Steve was also on the board of directors at ServiceNation. He's a member of the Contracting Business Hall of Fame. Just a terrific guy. And in his business career, he built and grew Tempo. And specifically, why I want to talk about it is that he is a believer and follower of servant leadership. And if you ever spend any time with Steve asking about how he ran the company and his philosophy about managing people and organizations, inevitably servant leadership would come up. And I noticed that you've got a section in your book on servant leadership and humility. So would you please talk about the benefits of servant leadership, the role of humility in servant leadership, and how to implement servant leadership at work?
David, I really appreciate you bringing up this example, and it highlights so clearly how this idea of servant leadership and how humility truly does have a positive impact on the lives of others. It's something that you yourself have noticed in Steve, and we are drawn to that because of the results that servant leadership and humility have of truly enhancing the lives of others. So when we talk about servant leadership, it's a concept that for some may be a totally new idea. And for others, they may have seen this lived out by someone else for years and be very familiar with it. So hopefully in this brief moment, I can help to bring some very real examples and show what it actually is to be a servant leader. Because some of the leaders that we see in this world, you, I'm sure, and others that are listening would be able to think of some examples of these things, are leaders who are focused on the benefits that their customers, their clients, the employees that they have are bringing to them as the leader or the CEO or whatever their position is. And that's really what is driving them, how these people that they have influence over are going to either make them look better or feed their ego or give them some kind of advancement in life. They are the leaders that end up causing their followers, their employees, to want to find somewhere else to go. However, a servant leader is someone who understands that the position that they have been given is very much a part of enhancing the lives of others, that they have been given this incredible opportunity of not leading for their personal individual benefit, but leading in order to have an impact in the lives of everyone that they influence that is going to have this ripple effect in every area of the person's life. Because the way that as a business leader, you interact with your employees, that is ultimately impacting who they are as a person, what their home life is like, the other circles of influence that they have. And so a servant leader understands and comes to their place of influence seeing, what do I contribute? How can I enable these people to excel in every way? And the goal is always in mind of a servant leader to find the specific things that will truly give their employees, their customers, the opportunity to reach their full potential.
There's another guy in our industry, as you were talking, I was thinking about. And I remember at some point in time, he changed the way he thought about his business. He ran a heating and air conditioning company. And he decided, in addition to focusing on his technicians' technical abilities, he needed to help them with their lives. And so he started kind of a reading group with them. And okay. You know, they read books about how to make your life better, and they would talk about those things. And, you know, a lot of them had problems with girlfriends and wives, and, you know, technicians are largely men. So it was girlfriends and wives. But
right.
So they would read books about managing relationships and improving your home life. So I thought that was a really interesting thing. And what I see over and over again in our industry with the leaders who focus on making the lives of their employees better, they don't lose those employees. They stay around forever because it's more than just what your paycheck is. It's about making your life better. And they understand that the people that are running the company actually care about them. You know, turnover is a tremendous problem in every company, but particularly so in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, residential service. You've got to find good people and you've got to figure out ways to keep them. And that servant leadership model really helps you keep them.
Yes, I am so encouraged listening to what you're just sharing in regards to this particular leader that you've had the opportunity to witness how his decision to really give this space to his employees where he enabled them to not just become better at their work and their skill, but enable them to see how they could improve their relationships and their life in other areas, and focused on empowering them to really have a mindset that was being changed for the better. So if you just imagine that being replicated over and over throughout your industry, that's going to transform what the industry looks like when there are leaders who, with their employees, are following that same model. Then there really is this increased motivation on the part of the employees to give their best to the company. And as they have that increased motivation to give their best back to the company, the results of that are going to just be phenomenal. One of the things that you mentioned is that it creates loyalty, because these employees now know that their leader cares about them. And there really is a very deep human connection that is created when there is a genuine concern for the other person, that it's not merely a transactional relationship of you give me this and I'll give you a paycheck. That kind of a experience is not something that makes us want to continue engaging at a deeper level. But when that transaction shifts to the point of being, how are you doing today? What happened last night at home? And there's space for the bigger picture of a person's life to become a part of the success overall of the company, then the results become so much greater than we can really comprehend.
Well, I think that kind of leadership style ends up replicating itself as well. And if you think about how that works, you provide that kind of leadership to your employees, they replicate it. They are on the PTA. They are coaches of little league or soccer teams. Maybe they run for local office or something. They volunteer at different places. That style and replicating that style has an incredible impact on the community is at large. So it really is important.
And one of the things, David, that as leaders, it's important for us to be reminded of is, in the sense of our business perspective, we're always seeking for profitability and return on investment. And we really want to maximize the time that we have, the resources that we have. And so understanding that this kind of investment, like the book club that this leader formed in order to provide a valuable place for his employees to grow, that those really are extremely meaningful, profitable for the company. And having the perspective of being able to understand that even when you can't show it with numbers is really a game changer for a profitable business and company that wants to not only increase their revenue, but increase their impact in the world.
Yeah. By the way, I shouldn't have been so obscure about who I was talking about. I was talking about Corey Hickman, Comfort Matters in Minneapolis. Great guy, a great leader. So credit where credit is due. I learned a lot from talking with him. So I know that in addition to being an author, you are a terrific speaker. You speak at small and large events. In fact, thank you very much for this. You are slated to speak at my Rotary Club in a few weeks. How can our listeners connect with you and how can they get your book, The Humility You Want and the World Needs?
I love connecting with people and there are a few ways that that can happen. One, I am on Instagram. I have Humility You Want. You can DM me there. I also have email that is a great way to communicate with me. It is shalee@shaleesanchez.com. I have a website that you can go to and you can connect with me there, which is shaleesanchez.com. For your copy of the book, The Humility You Want and the World Needs, you can go on Amazon. It is available as a paperback, hardback, or digital copy at this point.
Let me spell your name. Shalee is S-C-H-A-L-E-E. That's S-C-H-A-L-E-E. And the email address is shalee@shaleesanchez.com. And you can also connect with her on Instagram. So, Shalee, thank you so much for doing this. This was a fascinating conversation, and the book is absolutely terrific. The book is The Humility You Want and the World Needs. You can get it on Amazon. By the way, I was amazed at the price. I bought the Kindle version, very inexpensive. So I hope everybody that's listening will get this book, read it, use the tools, become better leaders, improve their businesses, and make a positive difference in the lives of others. So, Shalee, thank you so much for doing this. This has been fantastic. Such a great book, and it has been so interesting to talk with you.
I really appreciate, David, the opportunity that you have given me, and these incredible examples that you shared today remind me of how important this is and the way that the life of Steve, the life of Corey, and so many other people that are in positions of leadership can make decisions that significantly impact not only their employees' lives, but the families of their employees. And if they're coaching a team, the families of those players, I mean, the ripple effect just is beyond what we can imagine.
Exactly. All right. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is David again. Three quick notes. One, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. Two, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. Three, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening and thanks for your support.